Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Welcome, listeners, to another continuing learning lesson provided by the Ministry of Education. With you today is me, Matthew Tepua, and I'll be taking you with the first accounting lesson for Forms 4, 5, and 6. I hope this term has started out well with most of you, despite the eve of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, in this 30-minute program, we will look at, first of all, the nature and the environment of accounting. And secondly, we will look at the conceptual basis of accounting. Now, to begin, let me say that there are some schools in the Solomon Islands provide business studies or accounting as an option. And some schools, they provide the subject as compulsory. And for those students who are taking the subject as options, they might take it as a career of interest for the future. For schools that provide the subject as compulsory, the student might say, I wish I didn't have to take this, but I have to do it because it is a requirement. Well, the truth is, regardless of what career you will engage in the future, you will somehow own or co-own a business. And if you need to do that, you need to know basic accounting at some level. You might say, well, I just need to hire somebody to do it for me. But you know what the problem with that? It will cost you more money. And you'll never know, your business might be ripped off. So you may not need to do all bookkeeping, but at least you need to know accounting at some level. Accounting is the language of business, and the bottom line is the net income that you will meet at the end of its financial period. In your own homes, too, you have financial situations where you need to compare your expenses against the revenue earned. So, at least, each and every one of us need some basic financial backgrounds. So let's come back and look at the importance of accounting. Now, I've taken a lot of definitions and put a collection of the definitions together, and I feel that this will be sufficient for the knowledge of the students in Form 4, Form 5, and Form 6. And the definition reads as, accounting is a discipline that identifies, record, and communicate financial information to help users make better decisions. The definition is quite broad, but I'm going to pull out some of the terms so that we can look at them separately. Let's just first of all look at the financial information. The financial information, they are financial reports that are expressed in money terms about a business at a certain level or at a point in time. The period could be at the end of the month or at the end of the year. We call it at the end of the accounting period. And we need to know this financial information. And some examples of these financial informations are revenue statements, sometimes it's called income statement, or sometimes it's called the profit and loss statement, or sometimes it's called the statement of financial performance. Now, what measures does it do? It declares the profit or the loss made by the business for a given period. That is a good example of a financial report. Another important example of a financial report is the balance sheet. Balance sheet, sometimes it's called the the statement of financial performance. This report shows the financial position of the business in terms of the business assets, liabilities, and the owner's equity at the end of the accounting period. Another important financial information, a financial report, is the statement of cash flow, which shows the changes in the cash of an enterprise over a period of time. Later on, you might look at budgeting that shows the projections of how much revenue the business expect to receive or how much it expect to spend over a given period of time. For Forms 4 and 5, we will cover the profit and loss statement and the balance sheet. For Form 6, your prescription, you should also look at the statement of cash flow. Budgeting will be covered in Form 7. Now, this financial information, in order for users to make better decisions about the business, these financial reports, they need to have certain qualities. Now, these qualities are called the quality characteristics of financial information. And I picked out three important quality characteristics of these financial reports. The first one is relevance. Relevance, it helps the users to form predictions about the outcome of the past, the present, and the future event. For example, the past year's revenue trends can be useful to predict the revenue for the current year. For instance, estimating the sales target for a period using past periods, periods as sales figures. You might see over the year that the COVID-19 might also cause downfall in a lot of sales revenue for the period. So if we have reports from the last year, that will also predict how much we expected to gain at the end of this year. Another important characteristic of financial information is reliable. For instance, information that is reliable is supported by adequate documentation, such as source documents. In this case, a transaction has to be proven by source documents. Another important characteristic of financial information is comparability. We are comparing income reported in the income statement from one year to another and to help make useful decisions. So if we found out that our business have not done much last year compared to this year, what was the reason for that? And how are we going to improve on that? So these three characteristics of financial reporting is very important, with the relevant information, reliable information, and comparability. All right? So again, if we can re-amend the definition of accounting, we can now say accounting is a discipline that identifies, it records, and it communicates financial reports that are relevant, reliable, and comparable to help users make better decisions about the business. So now let's look at who are the users that we are talking about in here. Who are the people who have interest in the financial information of the business? All right? So the main users of the financial information provided by accounting information system are, first of all, the owners of the business. Business ownership comes in various forms. We can talk about sole trader, maybe a single person that is engaged in a small business. Partnership, maybe with two or more individuals who join together to own a business. Or we can talk about companies, individuals and other businesses that might buy shares in companies. In our syllabuses for Forms 4 up to Form 6, we will only concentrate on accounting for sole trader. Now, in the introduction to partnership and company accounting will be found in Form 7 curriculum. So with the owners of the business, another important user of financial information are the managers. Managers are very important in making decisions with regards to the financial reports because they involve in the planning and the coordinating and control of the business operation. The government, too, plays a very important role in decision-making. And can you remember how the government is interested in the financial report of the business? Government needs to ensure that tax are paid from the profits that are made by the firms. Another important use of financial information are the creditors. Creditors are the accounts payable. Now, these are the individuals or other businesses that are owed money from the provision of credit in the form of money or the supply of goods or services. They are concerned with the capacity of the business to pay its liabilities as they fall due for payments. So like in our case here, your creditors, your suppliers, for instance, they will be interested in the financial report because they want to know whether you are going to pay off their debts and in the current period and help them to continue supplying goods to you in the next accounting period. Another important user of the financial information are the employees, your workers. And why do they interest in that? If our business is doing fine, then will the firm pay their wages and other entitlements that are due for them? Customers, too, they are important users of financial information. They seek to ensure that goods are delivered to them or the products that they want are provided for. And you can find out that a lot of customers, they have the effect of this during the measures that have coming up during the eve of the corona, that some goods and services were not provided. So customers really affected by that. Trade unions, too, could be another example of uses of financial information. If they find out the business is doing well, then will they provide any pay rise for them, for the workers? All right. Well, let's just take a break, and I'm going to give you two questions that covers the things that we have talked about so far. And then I'll let you do that for a while, and then we'll come back and go through the answers together. Now, the first question is a multiple choice question, and the second one is a short answer question. So the first one, the question reads something like this. The external user who is interested to know the amount of tax paid by the business is known as A, trade unions, B, lenders, C, government department, and D, customers. I'm going to read the question again. The external user who is interested to know the amount of tax paid by the business is known as A, trade unions, B, lender, C, government department, and D, customer. And the second question is, which quality characteristic of financial information is violated in this situation here? And I want you to explain. The situation reads as, last year, the canteen manager did not have an accountant to help him, and he decides to prepare his own financial report. Again, it's a situation here, and you are going to try and work out which quality characteristic of financial information is violated here. And it reads, last year, the canteen manager did not have an accountant to help him, and he decided to prepare his own financial report.
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
All right, now we are back. We'll look at the questions that I've asked previously, and then we go through the answers. The first question, the external user who is interested to know the amount of tax paid by the business is known as C. The correct answer is government department. Question two, which quality characteristic of financial information is violated in the following situation? So if you look at the, I'm going to read that again. Last year, the canteen manager did not have an accountant to help him, and he decided to prepare his own financial report. Well, the information provided might not be relevant and useful to make predictions for the future, as the manager is himself or herself is not an accountant. And so the information provided there might not be relevant. It might not be relevant. And we could not use it to make a prediction for the future. All right. Now, the next session, we're going to look at this, the conceptual basis of accounting. Remember, at the beginning, we've defined accounting as a discipline. Now, this is because accounting is a body of knowledge with associated rules or concepts, or sometimes we call it principles. And accounting assumptions, also known as accounting concepts or principles, or sometimes it is called accounting conventions, they are generally accepted accounting principles or GAAP, initials like GAAP. And these accounting concepts are the rules or guidelines that every accountant they use in preparation of the financial report. And we're going to look at some of them. We'll look at some examples to help you understand the concept. For the Form 4s, who are taking accounting this year, this concept might be new for you. Your Form 5s, the Form 5s are now applying the concept, and so as the Form 6. So the first accounting concept is the accounting entity concept. Now, what does the accounting entity concept refers to? Now, this concept states that the financial affairs of the business are separately or separate and distinct from the financial affair of the owner. And any transaction are expressed from the viewpoint of the business. For example, if the owner of the business withdrew cash or goods from the business, then you are going to record it as drawings and not an expense. So all business transactions are made from the viewpoint of the business. And that is referred to as accounting entity concept. Secondly, the legal entity concept. Now, the legal entity concept, some students find it muddled up with accounting concept, but the legal entity concept, it states that the business entity is formed by the process of the law. And it is sure, or it can be sued. And this one is basically applied to companies, not necessarily sole trader and partnership. So legal entity concepts basically applies to company businesses. Thirdly, monetary concepts. Now, the monetary concepts that all transactions that are made by the business are to be expressed in money terms. Monetary concept, money terms. For instance, any business that operates in the Solomon Islands must report each transaction in Solomon Island currency, and that is Solomon Island dollars and cents. Thirdly, going concern, sometimes we call it continuity. The continuity or going concern concept assumes that the business is going to continue on its operation for an indefinite period of time. And while preparing the financial information for someone's business, it is assumed that the business will be in existence for several years. The next accounting concept is the accounting period concept. Now, the accounting period assumes that the life of the business is divided into a random time period, which it's helpful to measure the profit of the business. So if for instance, a business taking a financial report on a monthly basis, then at the end of every month, you have to determine how much profit you made over the period. And also to check on how much assets and liabilities you have over that period, all right? So the accounting period concept is very important because that's the end of the time when you test the viability of your business. It could be monthly based or on an annual basis. We can also talk about another concept, which is the matching concept. The matching concept is that it requires that in an accounting period, expenses are matched with the related income that were earned over the period. For example, the $400 of expenses in someone's business is compared with the revenue of $650 for the same period. We can also talk about accrual basis concept. The accrual basis concept assumes that the revenue and costs are realized and included in the income statement as they are earned or incurred, and not necessarily when cash is paid or received. Whether it is a cash or credit transaction, it must be recorded in the period in which it relates. And the next, I just want to reemphasize the historical cost, because this is very important for the three forms for you to take note of. That historical cost refers to assets. And the historical cost concept to the business transaction that records the costs of the assets at its original cost. So for instance, in a business, if land is recorded in the financial statement of a financial position, or the balance sheet at 50,000 during the time it bought it, in 2 or 3 years' time, the original cost will still have to be recorded with the same value, even though you have depreciation occurred, but the original cost will have to be recorded in your reports. And finally, consistency concept. Now, this is very important concept too, that we have to apply, especially when we work doing financial reporting, that accounting practice use must be consistent from one accounting period to the next. So if you're using a straight line method for depreciation, you have to use it over and over again. And if you want to change it for another method, like the reducing balance, then you have to allow or to let the users aware of. Now, I've been talking too much, and again, I have the two multiple choice questions for you. Now, the first question is, which of the following explains the basic entity concept? A, transactions are recorded from the viewpoint of the business. B, payments to owners are kept separate from cost of business. C, assets are owned and liabilities are owned by the business and not by the owners. And D, all of the above. I'm going to read that again. Which of the following explains the business entity concept? A, transactions are recorded from the viewpoint of the business. B, payments to owners are kept separate from cost of the business. C, assets are owned and liabilities are owned by the business and not by the owners. And D, all of the above. Question two, accountants measure profits or losses by recording the effects of transaction in terms of dollars and cents. Which of the following concepts best describe this process? A, margin concept. B, money concept. C, double entry concept. And D, accrual concept. Going to read that again. Accountants measure profits or losses by recording the effects of transaction in terms of dollars and cents. Which of the following concept best describe this process? A, margin concept. B, money concept. And C, double entry concept. D, accrual concept. All right, let's go over the answers now. Number one, which of the following explains business entity concept? The correct answer is, it's all of the above. All of the above, because all the choices given there describe business as a separate entity from the owner. Number two, accountant measure profits or losses by recording the effects of transaction in money terms, so in terms of dollars and cents. Which of the following concept best describe the process? The correct answer is B, it's money concept. All right, I think that's all about today's program. Our next topic will be based on accounting equation. And until the next time we meet again, from me, Matthew Tepua, have a nice weekend.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.